Hi, my Twitch people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to May 2022. I know I'm a little late. This is more of a mid-month reading. Alright, so please forgive me for my lateness. It's been a busy month, a tiring month. Alright, I've had to get my rest. I've got my green drink here to get me through. Alright, so let's go ahead and get into. Thank you all. If you all are new to my Twitch channel, please make sure you like, share, subscribe. The information to get a reading from me is right beneath the chat here. All right, over here to the side. So it says Lamar Townsend is available for readings. That's where you can text me for a reading. That's where you can email me. That's the website you can visit. All right, and let's go ahead and get right into it. Let's not waste any time. Let's go ahead and start with the zodiac sign, Aries. We're going to go down the list here. But before we get into it, I want to do a quick singing bowl to cleanse the energy. Thank you, Spirit, for cleansing the energy of the space. Thank you for opening up the channel so that I can get a good reading on what's coming up for the zodiac signs for the month of May 2022. Aries, let's see what's coming up for you for the month of May 2022. Remember, this is for Aries Sun, Moon, Rising, so please stick around for not only your Sun sign, but your Moon, your Rising, and all other placements as well. You got the Star card. The Star card could definitely be some good news coming your way in terms of you being picked for something in the month of May. The Star card could be forward movement with something. It just feels like the energy of you've been chosen for something, Aries. You're being considered for something, but it feels like you're in the running. So either this is something you are already aware of or something you are not aware of that could be a surprise to you. That could come maybe within the next, I feel like if not this month in May, probably the next 2 to 3 months, so maybe by June, July. Alright. So be mindful, you know, that you are being considered, that you are, you know, it's almost like the energy of someone may know you, but act like they don't know you, or someone may be watching you, paying attention to you, but acting like they aren't, you know, to the point where it's like you don't even realize they are. It's kind of like one of those things where the boss comes to your job for whatever reasons, because it's like a special day, and everyone is on their P's and Q's, because, you know, everyone thinks the boss is watching them, but the boss is actually watching you, specifically. Because maybe they've been hearing rave reviews or great things about you, so they want to see what it's all about. Let me really see, you know, from my own eyes if this Aries lives up to the expectations or lives up to the fanfare. So definitely could be some good things being said about you right now, Aries. You could be looked at in a very highly positive way at this time. So I would definitely use it to your advantage. Keep doing what you're doing. Alright, this could also deal with something that also is involved with travel, relocation. So I would also say be open to any new opportunities that come your way. Alright? We'll put that over to the side so we don't pull that card again. And we will move on to Taurus. Hi, Taurus. How are you? Welcome to May 2022. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Taurus, Sun, Moon, Rising, all placements in between for May 2022? Remember, if you want a reading, LamarTownsendTarot.com is where you can go to purchase that reading. Spelled just like my channel name. What's coming up for Taurus? one card, Spirit. There we go. Taurus, you got the Two of Swords. So you could be fighting between two choices, two things. You could literally be, you know, arguing or having difference in opinions between you and someone else at this time. It's like this way's right. So there could be a need to find some common ground, Taurus. There could be maybe a need to stop being so stubborn, particularly with your thoughts at this time, your mind, the way you see things, or within your communication, especially if you are dealing with someone else outside yourself. If you're dealing with something within yourself where you're going back and forth on, it's like stop being stubborn. Make a decision. Alright? And it feels like make a choice based on growth. Maybe the best choice that will help you to grow and evolve. Because I feel like there's a need to also move past stagnation. Also, try not to let your emotions get too involved in this situation. Or, you know, there could be a heightened sense of emotion already, so be mindful of that. I believe we're currently in a Mercury retrograde as well, so it could also be affecting the energy as well for you, Taurus. But I feel like, once again, particularly pay attention to your communication, your thoughts, at this time. Alright? Stay balanced, and stay true to you, most importantly of all, I feel like. Alright? You have to make a decision that's true to you. That's true to your values, that's true to your sense of self-worth, you know, so on and so forth. So hopefully that helped you to make, you know, whatever decision is on the table for you a bit easier, Taurus. Alright? Alright, let's move on to Gemini. What's coming up for Gemini for the month of May 2022? Happy birthday season, or soon-to-be birthday season for my Geminis out there. What's in store for Gemini, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between for May 2022? Just one card, Spirit. Each zodiac sign gets one card. If you're in the chat, just shout out a quick hello. Thank you for being here. If you're listening to the podcast version, thank you for listening and watching as well. I appreciate your support all around. All right, Gemini, we got your card. Gemini, you get the Eight of Swords. You definitely could be two in your head. There also could be a factor of patience or time playing a part at this time for you, Gemini. So there may be a need for you to be patient, take your time, understand the process of time or timing. It also feels like for me, Gemini, this energy of like you feeling like you're not ready, or you like being hard on yourself, being critical of yourself. Like, be careful of these energy. Hi, Lolly Lenny. Thank you for being here. Be careful of these energies, Gemini. All right, of being hard on yourself, critical of yourself. You could be putting yourself in your own kind of sense of self-misery. Thinking too much. All right? Criticizing too much. Going back and forth. Particularly could be something dealing with the past. All right? So there could also be energies of the past showing up for Geminis in some way, shape, or form. At this time, once again, we are in a Mercury retrograde as we speak. Alright, at the filming of this live stream. So, Gemini, be patient with yourself. Alright, be patient with others. But I feel like most importantly, be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. I feel like you're in a long-term, long-haul game. So, time is on your side. Alright, work with time at this time, Gemini. Alright. Let's move on to Cancer. How are you guys feeling today? Thank you, Lolly Lenny, for being here. What's coming up for Cancer for the month of May 2022. Cancer. Just one card. There we go. Cancer. Hi, Foxclaw134. Hello, I hope your day is going well. My day is actually going very great. I'm going to cook some brunch after I do this live stream. So I hope your day is going well too, Foxclaw. Cancer, you get the King of Cups showing up for you. So this is very interesting. This definitely could be you. King of Cups is definitely someone who is maybe a bit more in their masculine energy, logical, focused on their stability, self-focused, not so much focused on others at this time. So whether your gender, you know, is male or female, you could be in this state of being at this time with the King of Cups coming out. Or it could be that the King of Cups is very prominent for you in some way, shape, or form. This obviously could be a fellow Cancer. Could be, once again, masculine in energy, or could be a man. Could also be a Scorpio or a Pisces that could be prominent in some way, shape, or form. Once again, a King of Cups typically deals with feelings, emotion, intuition in some way, shape, or form. But they have a mature way of going about, most of the time at least, they have a mature way of going about expressing themselves and their emotions as compared to maybe a Knight of Cups or Page of Cups, right? So a King of Cups is someone who knows what they want. The matter is really is what they want attainable to them. That deals with self-confidence. That deals with self-esteem. Blah, 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 blah. So once again, Cancer, this could be you. This could be things that you're going through. Or this could be things that someone prominent around you could be going through who is a fellow water sign. That could be prominent in the month of May. Alright? Or whenever you watch this video. Alright? So very, very interesting. We'll put this to the side so we don't choose that card again. And let's move on to Leo. We're kind of getting through these signs faster than usual. I guess that's a good thing. More efficient. What's coming up for Leo? Leo for the month of May 2022. Leo, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. Make sure to follow me on all my other social media pages, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. From Be Mindful, I only have one page on all those platforms. Any other page is not me. Unless I say it's me. For example, I do have a second YouTube channel on YouTube that's focused on blogging and things like that. It's called Lamar Does Life. So, what's coming up for Leo for May 2022? Just one card, Spirit. Perfect. Oh my gosh, Leo, you get the Tower. Not one of my favorite cards to see for you, but the Tower is always a situation that brings change, transformation, evolution. There could be warnings that you've already had. It's kind of like the energy of, like, you keep getting warnings that, you know, you should do something about that check engine light on your car. You know, the light comes on, then a few weeks or a few months later, suddenly a certain noise starts happening. And then suddenly, you know, the car starts running differently, and then bam, the Tower, right? So I would say pay attention to where you've been ignoring certain signs, symbols, messages from spirit that... I would pay attention to any signs or symbols or messages that spirit has been giving you at this time. In terms of any change that is necessary to take place at this time in your life, the Tower is a change that is, like, mandatory spiritually. So some of you could be in a situation where it's like you're meant to grow past this, you're meant to evolve. And now maybe a Tower moment has to come in to get you to really see it's time to move on. All right? The Tower could also deal with a blind spot, something you weren't privy to, you didn't realize was a big deal, or was something you should have paid attention to, but now you see, now you get it. So pay closer attention, Leo. Alright, this is once again Leo, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all place. This is once again Leo, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. Alright, pay closer attention, my Leos out there. Alright. Let me know if the connection is good. I think it might be dropping a little bit, but it is what it is. We're working with what we've got. Let's move on to Virgo. What's coming up for Virgo for May 2022? There we go for you, Virgo. You got the Ten of Cups, Virgo. So there definitely could be some good news in terms of emotional fulfillment, coming full circle emotionally in some way, shape, or form. This also could deal with family. This also could deal with past trauma, generational curses or something like that. Like, almost like a generational curse being broken, or past trauma, like having, like, that had a hold on you in the past, no longer having a hold on you. It's like that kind of moment of realization. It's like, you know how you graduate, like in the physical realm, we have many graduations. We graduate in school, we graduate, you know, in many different variations in the ages of life. But there's also a spiritual graduation where you realize, wow, I've overcome this. That was kind of like welled up within me, or something I was dealing with. I feel like there's a moment you have, Virgo, of that in some way, shape, or form of overcoming, once again, of coming full circle, of realizing just how far you've come, how much you've grown, how much you've evolved. It could also come in the form of a reunion, like, wow, we've all grown, we've all come so far, kind of thing. Alright, but definitely some emotional fulfilling news coming for Virgo some way, somehow, connected to the month of May. Alright. Let's move to Libra. Just one card, Spirit. Card flew out for you, Libra. The Devil card. Libra, is there something or someone that you're connected to, that you are heavily involved with, that may not be good for you, or vice versa? The Devil card speaks of codependency. The Devil card can speak of addictions. The Devil card can speak of something holding you back. Either you're your own worst enemy, or something or someone around you is your own worst enemy. For some of you, it could be your environment. I feel like there's certain things Spirit is trying to show you that you need to change. You need to change up. You need to let go, move on from. that you're having trouble fully letting go. And this could be anything. This could deal with, like, certain habits that you have, you know, that you're trying to change, but you keep falling back into. There's something about willpower showing up here, Libra. You're stronger than you think, all right? And you're stronger than you give yourself credit for, all right? You can beat this. You can overcome this, all right? Whether this is a blockage that you're holding within you or something outside of you or both. All right. Whatever it is, know that you can overcome it. You're almost on your way. But it's like that ugly little, you know, it's like the angel on one side of the shoulder, the bad devil on the other side. And it's like there's something where, like, there's a situation where you just kind of keep falling into that bad devil, and you need to fall into the angel. All right. All right. Next is Sagittarius or Scorpio. I'm sorry, I'm skipping ahead. Let's do Scorpio next. My sister does that too when she does her oracle reading. She either reads, drop cards, or shuffles until she feels confident enough to pull a card. Yeah. I like that. I like that everyone has their own way of reading, but there's a lot of similarities you'll notice with readers. What's coming up for Scorpio for May 2022? Uh-oh. Okay. Seven of Wands flew out for Scorpio. Scorpio, some of you would need to be nicer to yourself. Some of you may have been having a lot of dark, traumatizing, damaging thoughts lately. Could also relate to your self-esteem, self-worth. There's a need to do things that, like, promote kindness within yourself, or kindness with yourself. And I feel like it's little things that over time will develop into something bigger. Some of you also need more rest, more sleep. It's like almost like some of you are walking zombies in some way. And that could be, you know, taken in many different ways. Alright. Seven of Wands can be like the energy of almost like abuse. So, like, are you being abusive to yourself? Are you dealing with abuse outside yourself, maybe, you know, at home, in the workplace? Gotta put yourself first, Scorpio. You can't be any good for others if you're not good for yourself first. Alright. Sagittarius is next. What's coming up for Sagittarius for May 2022? Sagittarius, you got the Temperance card. So you're actually in a good place at this time, Sag. You kind of, Spirit wants you to stay where you are. Stay on the track that you're currently on. Try not to waver too far to the left or the right at this time. But you're also in a state where it could be easy for you to fall off track. So, like, if you've been doing mantras, if you've been doing meditation, if you've been praying, saging, whatever it is you've been doing to get yourself into the state of being of healthiness, of focus, whatever it is that, you know, like, you know, good place that you're in, keep doing what you're doing. Like, now is not the time to stop the meditation, to stop the prayer, to stop the staging. Like, keep going. Because you're going to need it moving forward. There's, you know, the Temperance card is like you're in a good place, but at the same time, it could be easy to fall back into old habits if you're not careful. Alright? So know that, Sag, you're in a good place. Everything is meant to line up exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's about you staying in this energy, in this space of openness. Alright? That's the key. Do what you need to do to stay in that space. Keep up the meditations. Keep up the prayers. Keep up the cleansings. Keep up the juicings. You know, whatever it is that you're doing, keep it up. Alright? Capricorn. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Capricorn for May 2022. We'll take that one. Capricorn, you got the Death card. So something is ending in your life at this time. You're definitely in a period of transition, of evolution, of change. Do not fear the Death card. The Death card does not mean literal death, but it does mean there's something that needs to change at this time. Maybe there's something you need to let go of and move on from. Could be a mindset, could be a person, place, thing. Alright? Could be all of the above. But lean into this transitional phase that you're going through at this time in life. Your values may be changing at this time. What you found value in maybe a month ago, you know, a year ago, or, you know, 5 years ago may not be what you find value in anymore. That's okay. Allow May to bring in change for you that maybe with the Death card, yes, could be felt as painful in some way. Go through the pain and get to the other side, alright? The Death card is not a bad card at all, but it does signify something ending so something new can begin. Alright? So, very interesting. Aquarius, what's coming up for you? And then we will end with Pisces. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Aquarius in May 2022. Aquarius, you get the Page of Swords. So there could be something with you where you're starting something new. There could be something new that you're learning at this time. Some new information that needs to be soaked up by you. As a Page of Swords deals with communication, intellect, the mind. Alright, in some way, shape, or form. Deals with information, the relaying of information. Page of Swords could also signify someone new in your life if it's not you being in a new situation in some way, shape, or form. So this could also be a fellow Aquarius, maybe Libra or Gemini in some way, shape, or form. Now, a page can also signify someone younger. Could it be as young as a child or in some way? All right, but there would be similarities between you and this child. So it's almost like you seeing yourself in this child. All right, it could also be this child showing, like, you know, that they, you know, even though they're a child, they have their own sense of independence and knowingness and intelligence. So don't knock the messenger, Aquarius. There could be a message that comes through for you in the most uncanny or unlikely of places or people, places, or things, alright? Alright? Lastly, Pisces. Sun, Moon. Well, that would have been perfect if that was just one card, but that was like three cards flying out right there. What's coming up for Pisces, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between for May 2022? Pisces, you got the Two of Cups, so it looks like there could be some emotionally fulfilling news that comes your way. It could deal with someone else, or it could deal with your relationship with someone else, or to someone else, or your relationship to, or your loyalty to something, a place, or it almost could be like you got the house, you're approved, you're hired. It's like something like that where it's like you are welcomed into a family, you're welcomed into the club. It's like that kind of thing. Definitely, once again, it could be emotionally fulfilling news. It also feels like it could be good news in terms of like maybe pregnancy. It feels like it could be good news in terms of even if it's like someone else around you getting good news, it affects you. So say your partner gets good news, it's like maybe they got hired, maybe they got a promotion. That is good news for you, too, because maybe that allows you all to move, get a new home, travel. It's like there's something about good news around you, even if it comes inadvertently. Emotionally fulfilling good news, all right, with the Two of Cups coming out. All right? That's all the zodiac signs, you guys. I hope you all enjoyed this reading. Thank you all for being so patient. Thank you all for, once again, being a part of my Twitch channel. I always look forward to doing these monthly readings whenever I have time. Sometimes I do make it on time and do it at the beginning of the month. Sometimes I show up at the middle of the month. It's all about showing up, all right? Showing up is half the battle, right? All right, you guys. So I love you all. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Make sure if you're not already a subscriber or a follower of my Twitch, follow me over here on Twitch. Also, follow me on my YouTube. Check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Check out my podcast on Spotify, Google, Anchor, and more. And also follow me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and all my other social media platforms. I'm also on Vimeo as well and Patreon. All right, love and light. God bless until the next one. And happy May.